Hey, it's Lexi Carter with this week's Opry warm-up show and is brought to you by Cock of the Walk in Nashville. We love our home cooking. Cock of the Walk is voted best catfish in Nashville. With hush puppies, greens, fried dill pickles, and skillet-made cornbread, you've got all the good stuff. All the fixins and the catfish at Cock of the Walk. Simply the best. On the Opry warm-up show this week, we were celebrating ACM's Lifting Lives program. And there's a camp that happens each year in Nashville with about 30 kids who get to participate in some fun musical experiences and focus on some of their social skills and independence. We got a chance to chat with the executive director, Lindsay Cruz. And we also chatted with a camper, Thomas, and camp director, Haley Hunt Hawkins, about the program and about the camp and about some of the activities that happened this week in Nashville.
It's Lexi Carter backstage at the Grand Ole Opry on a very special night, and I'm here with Lindsay Cruz. She's the executive director of the ACM Lifting Lives program.
Thank you so much for having me. This is so exciting.
This is so exciting, and I hear it's your first time at the Grand Ole Opry.
It is. So I'm walking through here, and you know, my colleague and friend said, oh, I got to take a photo here with you at the artist entrance. I got to take a photo here. And I'm like, oh, this is so exciting. I'm taking photos for my family. You know, I'm from LA, so I'm not a Nashville native. I'm not a country music native. So all of this is all brand new to me, but it's so much fun. And I'm like really beyond, I'm already getting teary, like talking to people in the hallway.
It's magical, isn't it?
It is. It's such a special place. I'm so excited to be here.
And super inspiring, which is probably why Lifting Lives wants to be a part of the Grand Ole Opry.
Yes. I mean, this camp that we're doing, and I know you'll probably get to that, but you know, the fact that this all culminates in this one big night on stage is just, it's just so inspiring. And all the artists we're working with have, you know, they want to do this and they're like, how can I help? And I cannot wait to see these campers I've been with for the past 7 days get on that stage. And some of them, you know, they're pros. They've done this before. This is their 10th time or their 6th time. And for me, it's my first time. So I'm like a proud mama. I'm like crying on the side of the stage. We'll see how I am, you know, my mascara is in about 2 hours.
They'll be happy tears, I'm sure.
Yes, for sure. Of course.
So tell me about Lifting Lives and how it all got started.
Gosh. So I'm the new executive director. I just came in January. Lifting Lives has been the philanthropic arm for the ACM for, you know, something like 25 years. But it really became official in about May of 2008, 2009, where it's been branded ACM Lifting Lives. And we focus on music therapy and the healing power of music. Mm-hmm. So that is, it's encompassing in many ways. So for instance, this camp focuses on a developmental disability called Williams syndrome and how musically inclined these campers are. And it helps them get out of the shell. It helps them communicate. And it's really wonderful to see.
So what are some of the events that have been going on during camp this week here in Nashville?
Oh my gosh. We kick it off with each day I keep thinking, how are we going to top this? So we kick it off with this songwriting event. And this year, we've had this, our veteran songwriter, Ross Copperman, who's on the Lifting Lives board. And he is just so amazing. He has 19 like hits on country radio. He and I've been working together to book it. So, you know, I asked Hillary Scott of Lady Antebellum and she said, oh my gosh, of course. And then it was like, well, the rest of the band wants to come. And then Joy William wants to come. And we're thinking, we have 5 songwriters. It worked beautifully. So the campers, they wrote the song. I mean, it was very collaborative. They wrote the song with Lady Antebellum and Joy Williams and Ross Comperman. It was beautiful. And then the next night, or later on that evening, they had a karaoke where they got to, you know, relax and have fun. And Frankie Ballard came and he did a duet, Sunshine and Whiskey, with a camper named Trevor, who's from his hometown in Michigan, which was super special. And then the next day we had an amazing interview at Seacrest Studios. And when you're at Seacrest Studios at the Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, it's pumped through all the rooms for kids who are in there. So Kaylee Hammack, who has her Family Tree song out, she has a hit right now. She was able to talk to the, you know, she did interviews and Q&A with the campers, but everyone got to hear it. So it got to the point where like we were sitting in the studio and people and families were coming up to watch, which was so, you know, it was so amazing. So, and then she did her song and they sang along with her. And then we did a meet and greet with Hunter Hayes at the Wild Horse before the campers did line dancing. And then on Saturday, we had a Bluebird Cafe event, which I have never been to. And Jesse James Decker did a couple of songs and a Q&A. And then yesterday we had the actual recording session of the song, and that was so special. The campers went into Ocean Way Studio, and they, you know, Ross Copperman and Joy Williams laid down the track, and they laid down some light vocals, and then they got to sing. And oh, and then Tennille Towns came and Chris Young came by and they were just cheering them on. I mean, it's been an epic week. I mean, I'm so amazed at all of this. And all of these artists want to do this. You know, they feel so connected to the campers. The campers are so genuine. They're so happy. You know, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity, but it's a once in a lifetime opportunity for us that get to be here and these artists that are participating. And so this is all coming together tonight for them to sing the song.
That's incredible. It really is. And we talked a little bit about the healing power of music. And in addition to it being such an incredible experience and, you know, one of a kind or maybe even once in a lifetime for some of these kids, how does music actually help them and heal them?
Well, this is a camp that not only is it a fun and, you know, once in a lifetime experience for them, there's also research going on. So it's research to see how this music helps them, how this music helps them communicate, how it helps them write, how it helps them, you know, develop as a person. So Vanderbilt University, you know, the Lifting Lives pays for the sort of fun part of the camp with the artist. Simultaneously, Vanderbilt University is studying how they are interacting with people and how they do at the end. So they see them from the beginning until the end.
Oh, that's amazing.
I know. It truly is so amazing. Happy to be a part of it.
Well, we're happy you're a part of it too. And it was a pleasure to meet you today. Thank you so much for your
time. Thank you so much for having me.
ACM Lifting Lives Night, and they're having this incredible camp in Nashville this week, and this is the end of it.
Yep.
And so I'm here with Camper Thomas and Haley, camp director. Thanks for joining me. Thomas, how has this week been for you?
It's been a blessing every day just to be able to be part of this camp. I look forward to year after year after year, and it never gets old. You know, it keeps coming back to me.
How many times have you done camp so far?
This is my fifth year, and to tell you the truth, my mom and dad told me that I wasn't going to camp, but then once I knew 3 weeks earlier, I just got goosebumps.
what was your favorite part of the week so far?
Seeing the celebrities. I mean, that's what's so much fun about this camp, seeing celebrities year after year and to know their stories about what it was like to be on stage or be like, hey, you know, I've done this with that other singer. And they'll be like, eh.
Do you remember the first time you went to the camp?
Oh, yes. I remember it was 2014. And I remember landing and going to the Nashville International Airport with all the restaurants and people singing in like the alleys of the airport. And then once I got to the ACM Lifting Lives, I knew that this was the place that I wanted to hear country music, because country music is so important.
Do you have a favorite country artist?
I love Lady Antebellum. We actually met them Thursday. And
how was that?
That was awesome, but seeing Justin Daniels Singer, oh, she blew my mind. Like she was so like sweet and gentle and like
beautiful.
You always look forward to something new every day as you go on the road, and life is a journey, no matter what. It takes you to good old days and reminds you of what you are today and what you believe in as a person in the American world.
Haley, for you. For you, what is your favorite part of the camp? You know, seeing the kids progress or watching their faces when they get to write a song with Lady Antebellum. Each and every year, I'm sure it's different, but at the same time, just as inspiring.
Hands down, my favorite part of camp is the campers. Mm-hmm. Every year, you know, it's great. We see these celebrities, we meet artists, and that is a wonderful and amazing part of camp. But my favorite thing is watching them evolve in their creativity. We spend a lot of time working in our rehearsals on thinking about the song that we've written and talking about how important it is to us and what the story is that we want to tell. And the thing that I think is so incredible is learning more and more about their stories. And through the music, we as a group together get a chance to really find out who we are and who they are collectively. And we tell our joint story, and there's no better community to tell a story with.
Yeah, what's cool about Haley as a head counselor, sometimes she'll use her little gimmicks, her magic gimmicks to, like, get us into where we are now, so. And sometimes she can be good at clapping her hands, telling us, we need to be there, we gotta be on folks, we need to be prepped.
Right?
Yep.
It's a lot of work. How many campers are in the group this year?
This year we have 29. Okay. We usually have 30. This year we've got 29. And it is 29 spectacular humans that we get to spend a week with.
Well, we can't wait to see the performance tonight, Thomas. Are you excited? Are you nervous?
I look forward to this every year, and I'm never nervous on stage because when I'm on stage, I'm showing people my presence, my attitude, and the way I sing in front of millions of people.
I love it. It's great to meet you both.
It's great to meet you too. Have a wonderful night.
Thank you. You too.
You're welcome.